my name is Amy Brown. I am a mom, and I love being a mom, but I don't like talking about parenting styles, because one of my mom friends posted on Facebook that she gave birth to her best friend. Yikes, right? Oh, God, I'm worried about her. I think she has Stockholm Syndrome. My kids are not my friends, no. They have no money. And they can't hold their liquor. And they're boys. Ugh. I don't even know how that happened. I'm a girl. My mom's a girl. Y'all are not gonna believe this. Her mom is a girl. And her mom, and like since the beginning of time, all girls. I'm the last of my people. And now I have to live in a fraternity house. When they were little, I forgot to lock the bathroom door, and those little perverts came running in. And they asked me what happened to my penis. Rude. So I told them I didn't eat my vegetables. And it fell off. And they believed me. Because children are stupid. Some more than others. If you have more than one, you know, you get the good one. And then you get... The other one, yeah, yeah. Have you ever heard the term that kid is an old soul? We have one with no soul. There's no one driving his ship. One day he came downstairs to go to school completely naked. And I was like, hey, oh, buddy, you gonna get dressed for school? And he was like, oh, I thought I already was. And then I fast-forwarded 30 years in my mind. I'm like, oh, God. When I'm old, for sure, for sure. This kid is gonna leave me in a hot car. I don't deserve that, you guys. I'm a good mom. I'm a terrible cook, but I'm a good mom. I think the problem is I grew up in Western New York State, like near Rochester, but now we live in Atlanta. So I have given birth to Southern boys. And I think their little redneck bodies reject my northern food. Yeah, I tried feeding them cream of wheat. I know, I was missing my grandmother, but they had already had grits. So right when I fed them the cream of wheat, they they gagged. How do you argue with I don't know what I did wrong. Maybe I didn't put enough bourbon in there for them or something. I feel like you guys are judging me. Listen, growing up near Canada, we didn't have grits. We didn't have sweet tea. We didn't have pimento cheese. We didn't have hush puppies. Northerners, we are not rude, okay? We are starving. Raising my boys in Georgia, I was hoping they'd get a fun accent about it. Like maybe the rooster from Looney Tunes. Like, I do believe our mama is a Yankee. Or the redneck one, that's my favorite one. Like, skeeter, skeeter, get her done. My favorite possum has my gun. But they talk regular. I don't know, is this regular? Brah, 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 cap, no cap, riz, these nuts. What accent is that, you guys? TikTokwanese? I don't know. What I do know is this generation is gonna be voting soon, and it's gonna be super sus. Bring on that one. So we moved to Atlanta for my husband's job. He has a cool job. He's actually an atomic physicist. Fancy nerd guy, which is good, because in college I studied musical theater. Oops. Uh-oh, I feel like a rescue. Yeah, jazz hands is not an employable skill set. I married an academically smart person on purpose because my whole life I had a hard time reading, and I found out as an adult I'm dyslexic, and whoever is responsible for the way we spell that word is an asshole. Yeah. Do you know somewhere in the middle of that word is an X and a Y? In the middle, what kind of sick psychopath is trying to win Scrabble? On the backs of the illiterate. And if anyone comes up to my adult dyslexic face and tells me to just sound it out, Amy, just sound it out, I'm gonna punch them right in their throats. Let's see what that sounds like, shall we? Oh, is that a silent K? Is that a hard or a soft CH? Every dyslexic person has an embarrassing tale to tell. When I was in high school, I was in the musical, and we performed for the elementary kids. And after the show, they came up and they wanted us to sign their programs. And I accidentally signed all of the programs for All of the Little Children. I hope you licked the show. That's how dyslexic I am. I mixed up licked and liked in high school. I Forrest Gumped myself into sounding like a pedophile. I hope you licked my show, little kid. Now get in my van. That year, my yearbook was cover to cover. Amy, I hope you licked high school. Don't worry if you don't lick college. You'll probably lick working at McDonald's. They were not wrong. My first job after college was in catering, because musical theater. And I had the hardest time saying and reading the word cabernet. I kept saying cabaret. And my husband was like, Amy, cabernet. And I was like, Chicago. He was like, Amy, you're in a cabin. It's cold outside. Brr. You hear a horse. Nay. And then I felt it. You guys, I felt it in my body. I was like, oh, I got to make babies with this man. Oh. Someone that patient and that smart, he's going to help me breed the Mountain Dew out of my bloodlines. My single friend asked me how I got a physicist to marry me. She's broke too. So I asked my husband, I was like, baby, you brought so much to the table, but what did you like about me? And he said, I made eye contact. And I smiled. That was it. That was all of it. Okay. That's such a low bar. Okay. If you're single, go walk around the physics building at your local university. Your milkshake will bring the nerds to the yard. Scientists are super sexy, y'all. They really are. Someone who got a perfect score on the math SATs doesn't crack under pressure. Yeah, no. They can solve for X and solve for your big O. Yeah, I promise no matter how you did in school, you're both gonna magna cum laude. Okay, this is the hard part. The hard part about dating a physicist, and there's some in the room tonight. The hard part about dating a physicist is knowing when they're coming on to you. It can be tricky. This was my husband's move. He'd come over to my place, and he'd have lots of questions about the air pressure in the tires on my car. Oh, were they all the same? Were they the optimal level? And I was like, I have no money, and I am driving what in the automobile industry is known as a shitbox. I don't think the tires is the rattle. But he persevered. He got a gauge, and we had to go outside, and we had to get down there. Yeah, we had to get low, 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 low. Which is good, because that's my move. Yeah. I'm a shorty. And it was romantic. It was like the movie Ghost when they're making the pottery. Yeah. Ooh. But sexier, because we're doing science, and we get to use a tool. Yeah. Most people measure love in romantic gestures. Physicists measure love in PSI. Yeah, that's pounds of force per square inch in tires. I know that now because of my courtship. But I think pounds of force per square inch. That sounds sexy, don't it? Uh-oh. That sounds like something you'd read on the side of a Viagra bottle. Yeah. This is like, how fast, how furious are we going tonight, Daddy? Do I need to get my knee brace? My husband and I have now been married for 24 years. You can clap if you want to. We've almost been divorced twice. Yeah, the first time was my fault. I'm an extrovert, and my husband is an introvert. And what I did to that poor man during the first years of our marriage, y'all, it was not consensual. Yeah. For his 30th birthday, I threw him a surprise birthday party. I hired a DJ. There was a dance floor for an introvert. It was like, surprise, it's your worst freaking nightmare. I might as well have decapitated his mother while he watched. It's better now. A very nice lady, a marriage counselor, explained to me that introverts need to be alone to recharge their batteries. And it's always a very special moment in therapy when you realize, oh, I'm the a-hole. Cool, 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 cool. My bad, my bad. This round of therapy's on me. Put it on my tab. The second time we almost got divorced was my husband's fault. Y'all, he went vegan in Georgia. You can't do that here. He almost died. All the vegetables have pork in them. The collard greens, the green beans, the Brussels sprouts. When you order a Bloody Mary in the South, what does it come with? Yeah. Praise Jesus. I had a baby in the South. Y'all, it came out bacon wrapped. Even my Jewish friends in Atlanta eat pork tacos. Like, that's not kosher. That's carnitas. What's happening here? I'm going to make fun of my husband for a little bit. Don't worry, I'm going to make it fun. I know you're not supposed to bite the hand that fingers you. Okay, it's that he's too tidy. He's too clean. It's not fun. It's not fun how he does it. It's like living with a TSA agent. He's always holding things up, like, whose is this? Why is this here? If it remains unclaimed, it will be destroyed. One time he found my bra in our kitchen pantry. I have no idea how that got in there. Like, I guess I was getting a cookie and getting comfortable. Boob owners, do you do this? Do you leave your bras around the house? Yeah. One of my favorite places is on the back of a doorknob. Yeah, you know that move? That's the airing out cycle. Because letting that thing dangle there for 3 days. It's as close to washing it as I ever get. And then my boobalas, they get to have their own airing out cycle. As I walk around the house, they get to tumble dry low. But I have to be careful when I do that, because if my husband sees it, he gets ideas. He's like, Amy, no, you're doing that wrong. Here, let me help you. Those are hand wash only. But none of you are laughing that. I saw you coming in. I know you all got loose titties. Flopping around at home like a fish in a boat. Knocking over toddlers. Spilling drinks. It's a loose titty room. Okay, y'all, this is the crazy part. This is the weird part about the super tidy husband, is he cannot find anything in our refrigerator. It's so weird. He has a PhD in physics. His boss won the Nobel Prize. He has 3 different kind of label makers. But the magic food box, is his nemesis. He just stands in front of the open door announcing what he's looking for, like orange juice. And I'm just like, who is he talking to? I go over, I find it, it's always right there. I'm like, here you go. Suck it, reader. But now that I've been talking about it in my comedy, he stands in front of the open fridge and he's like, I know this is the part where you make fun of me. In front of our friends and strangers. But I still need your help. I know, so we did some research, and it turns out that women's eyes have evolved to be good at scanning, and men's eyes have evolved to be good at pinpointing and focusing. So I guess I should draw some boobies on the tartar sauce. See if that triggers some focus for him. Boobies might inspire him to use his hands to move the food around. Honk, honk. Find what he's looking for in there. I watch nature shows. Even raccoons can do that. I don't know if anyone here has someone at home that suffers from male pattern refrigerator blindness. Every time I help my husband find something, he says the same thing. He's like, oh, I didn't expect it to look like that. I'm like, well, dear, when we first got married, I didn't expect all your hair to fall out. Oh. But I can still find you at the airport. Oh, you guys are poor balding husband. Oh. Oh. No, he's fine. He's fine. I love my husband. I love him too much. I know this because I have pretended to like skiing for 16 years. Has anyone tried this lie, this farce, this skiing? You have to spend the whole day like this. Can you see me? Can you see me? You have to spend the whole day wall sitting without a wall. Hovering is what it is. Ladies, no hovering. Gentlemen, have you ever had diarrhea in an Eastern European country and you didn't want to catch communism? My husband tried to gaslight me into liking skiing by taking me to a very fancy resort. But halfway through the first day of having just like a grand mal nonstop panic attack, I was like, that's it. I've had enough. I'm just going to go drink in the bar. You know, finally, a sport I'm good at. But they made a mistake at this resort. They put the bar right next to the helipad. Yeah, so I sat there watching medevac after medevac. Just one privileged family after another meeting their deductible. Rich people, are you guys okay? I'm worried about you. Do we have any rich people here tonight? I know you don't like to self-identify. Unless it's time to board the airplane. No, I am. I'm worried about the rich people, y'all, because they are so bad at vacationing. Oh my God, they're the worst at it. And I think it's because they crave extremes. You know, they want to go way higher than the rest of us, like space. Ugh, barf. I have zero interest in going to space, okay? If I want to see what my vomit does when it's weightless, I will pound a bottle of Boone's Farm and visit my local public pool the way the good Lord intended. Or they want to go way lower than the rest of us, like the bottom of the ocean in the submarine. That was sad. She's laughing, but that was sad. I don't want to go there either, okay? I like snorkeling. I'm a simple woman. It's $35. You can do it hammered. You get a little bit of extra money. Uh-oh, now they're going to make you go scuba diving. If you have not been scuba diving, I'm going to save you time and money because it sucks too. My husband made me do that. You guys, it was awful. It's cold. There's heavy equipment. They made me do math on vacation. Math. Underwater. On vacation. I can't even read on land. Underwater MacGyver math hungover. And if you do the math wrong, if you stay down too long or you come up too fast, you and your entire family are gonna die. And then if you get on an airplane too soon after coming up, you and your entire family are gonna die. Are we having fun yet? Take some pictures. Hashtag blessed. I told my husband, I'm like, sweetheart, look, you don't have to take me on any more of these vacations with you, okay? You rescued me. And now I'm an indoor wife. Do we have any other proud indoor people here tonight? Make some noise. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes, we need to stick together, you guys. We need to stick together. We gotta be out and proud because the outdoor people won't shut up about it. Oh my God. They're all like, I like the mountains. I like hiking on the mountains. Whoopie friggin' do. I like my sofa. I like drinking on my sofa. Where's our t-shirt? I have a special treat. I had t-shirts made. Look, I had t-shirts made. It says indoor wife. And there's mountains because irony is not just for Alanis Morissette. They're $25. I have them in every size. I'm selling them after the show. I'm also selling them online for people who are on YouTube right now on the toilet. You can buy these at amybrowncomedy.com. Don't do it now. Wipe first. And then you can buy a t-shirt. I bought so many of them. Oh, God. You guys don't have to buy a t-shirt. Just come say hi to me, okay? I am so lonely. Oh, God. I'm so lonely. My son went to college. The good one. I hate it. I miss him so much. And I don't like having a child in college. It makes me feel old. To be fair, though, this summer, my husband got diagnosed with gout. Gout, you guys! There's nothing older than gout! It's in his toe! I have a limpy king! And now his foot hurts, so he wants me to be on top. Oh, he's not tricking me into getting on top. Oh, my toe hurts. No. I have too many girlfriends who have slipped a disc. Being on top. Reverse cowgirl is dangerous. It's dangerous. Don't do it, okay, you guys? You're gonna fall off the bull. I told my husband he's gonna have to get old without me. I'm not doing it. But if I'm being perfectly honest, I've started having hot flashes. Yeah, and I thought, I know, hot flash. It sounds like a TikTok dance. It sounds cute, like hot flash. Hot flash. Not sweating your titties off in a Target. We're paying for my son to go to college. That feels weird too, because I feel like I just finished paying for me to go to college. I finally paid off my student loans. Thank you. I'll tell y'all how I did it. It was a two-step process. Step one, I made eye contact. Step two, a smile. My husband paid off my loans. Some young people are lost right now. My husband paid off my loans. It's very nice of him. It's nice of him, right? But I'm a little embarrassed, especially when I see successful women. It just makes me feel like a bad feminist. Yeah, but you should know I am so bad at making money. Oh God, have you tried it? Oh, it's so hard. I hate making money. Have you tried? It's awful. It's so bad. It's so hard. I hate it so much. Oh God. But you guys, you should see me spend it. Oh, I'm a natural. I'm a savant. I'm like Rain Man spending my husband's money. And y'all, don't feel bad for him, okay? Don't feel bad for him. My husband loves to work, okay? He loves it. Yes, scientists need to do science the same way huskies gotta run, okay? Yeah, if you don't let them do it, they're gonna chew up your sofa. And scientists have to go to work, okay? There's no such thing as a stay-at-home scientist. And if you see that on the dating apps, meth, they're cooking meth. Swipe, yikes. Don't do it. And you guys, I didn't think this was going to be my life. I thought I was going to grow up and be like a strong, independent woman. That's what Beyonce told me. That's what my mom told me. My mom is a feminist from the 70s. She went to law school when they only let 10 women in at a time. So she's a badass, but why only 10 women? Maybe they thought if there was too many women there, they'd get the law books all periody or something. Some men are terrified of periods. So when I park my car in a sketchy area, I just I'd sprinkle the dashboard with tampons. I feel like the would-be carjacker's gonna be like, no, not this one. This one's yucky. Y'all, you can have that. I give it to you, okay? I call it my flow jack. So I am not a financially independent woman, but I do identify as bossy. Yeah, I'm a bossy lady, and I'm not afraid to say it. I know our culture doesn't like bossy women right now. It's all like, don't tell us our business, devil woman. But if bossy women disappeared off the planet tomorrow, no more potlucks. No more potlucks! How are we gonna build a community without a casserole? It cannot be done. Some of you are here tonight because your bossy lady friend told you to buy a ticket and come to the comedy show. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And the bossiest one bought your tickets for you. Daniel, yes. Yes. Show me your leaders. Yes. You be nice to these people. You buy them a drink. You give them a hug. You pinch their nipple. Find out what they need and give it to them, okay? Because you need these people in your life. You need them. They are the only ones who are gonna help you bury the body. Right? They're the only one who can get anything done. And this is why I think teenage girls are so terrifying. It's because they're coming into their bossy lady energy and they don't know how to wield it yet. Yeah. They're like baby copperheads. And they can't control their venom. Do we have any girl moms here tonight? Make some noise. Thank you for your service. They are terrifying. Oh, but y'all, I found out this summer just how important it is to have a daughter, because my mom fell and I had to go take care of her in the hospital, and I had to give her a shower in one of those little chairs in the shower, and y'all, I couldn't find her nipples. And I was like, did mom have cancer? And I forgot. Where did the nipples go? But we found them. They were on her lap. So you guys, have you ever seen hammer toes? They go up and around. My mommy has hammer titties. This is the ghost of titty future for me. But I don't have a daughter. So when I'm old, there's gonna be no one there to help me find my nipples. They're gonna be lost forever. I just have these boys, these straight, hairy, okay mom, sorry, I forgot to take out the trash. Boys, teenage boys. Every time I say teenage boy, it makes me want to smell my hand. Just like, oh, it's like having an old dog in the house. You're like, did it get on me? Oh God, yeah. And the sweet one went to college and left us with the one that can't read context clues. Okay. When my husband and I get romantic, we will close our bedroom door, and this 6-foot-tall, 17-year-old child will come up to a door that's almost never closed, and he will... If you have kids, you feel this. Yeah. I'm going to throw up. He wriggles the handle. And if you're trying to get romantic, there's nothing worse than the sound of a child wriggling the handle. The only thing worse is if you can't remember if you locked the door or not. Oh my God. That'll turn your hair gray. Is that what happened to you? Yeah. I get it. Your child's future therapy bill flashes before your eyes. You know all those guys who have heart attacks when they're doing it? I'm convinced it's because they can't remember if they lock the door or not. And when they hear the ring, oh, it's easier to just die. My husband and I have a weekly date night because we're trying to keep love alive. When we fight. We fight every date night. It's the same fight. He's like, what should I wear? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, why am I in charge of this? I know I like it when my husband wears a business suit so he looks like a professional man. And he likes it when I look like I work in the oldest profession. Any Bible study? Yeah. One time he bought me this dress. Y'all, it came in a plastic tube. Like the way you buy tennis balls. It was so tight. I had to like roll it on, and it was like this cheap glitter fabric. So I was covered in micro slut abrasions. So embarrassing. But I'm a good sport, so I wore it to the restaurant. But the whole time, I just felt like saying, like, I'm not a sex worker. Not that there's anything wrong with being a sex worker. I'm not here with this man for some of his money. We've been married for 24 years. I'm with this man for all of his money now. All of it. All of it's mine. It's mine. It's mine now. It's mine now. I know I said I felt bad before, but that was before I had two vaginal births. And I started sneeze peeing myself all the time. Anyone else sneeze peeing? Yes. Don't lie to my face. Do not lie to my face. Yes, that's our severance package, okay? That's our combat pay. I'm worried about our future. What's gonna happen next? Are we gonna sneeze poop? I don't want to do that. I'm worried I'm going to get drunk at a kid's birthday party. Decide to have my turn on the bouncy castle. And like all of my internal organs fall out. No one wants to be that drunk girl at the party. The one with the piñata pussy. You don't have to show me the money. I know that's my money because I'm going to need it when I'm older so I can build a bear myself back together so I can Humpty Dumpty my cunty. So when my son leaves me in a hot car, I don't pee my pants. You guys, this is where I'm at. This is how old I am. Okay? These are my underpants. Because I could not have a period for 3 months, or I could soak through a Subaru. Every day is a mystery. I'm sorry, young people. I'm sorry you had to hear that. Oh, you're so cute. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, you know, knowledge is power. Yeah, this might be good. I feel like maybe if the young people knew that this was coming, y'all would not have brought shorty shorts back into fashion last summer. Did you guys see the shorty shorts? Did you see the micro shorts? Oh my gosh, I'll show you what they looked like. It was like this. Like this in a bathing suit bottom. People went into a restaurant, sat down, ordered food, and ate it. I thought it was no shirt, no shoes, no service. Naked butt cheeks. Come on in. Let's get you some biscuits to go with them buns. You guys, I think we need to fight back. I think we need to fight back with fabric, okay? Yeah, we've already had mom jeans in fashion. Next summer, I think we should have grandma shorts be in fashion. Yes, my grandma's shorts were the coziest. They started right under her tits. She didn't even need a belt. She just locked them into her Werther's Originals. She just hammer tittied them in. And then they went all the way down to her compression socks. In the summertime, my grandma was 90% shorts, okay? She looked like SpongeBob SquarePants. But she was comfortable, and she was covered, okay? I will never leave my house with my thighs out there in the world like that, naked and afraid, okay? I'm from the Thighmaster generation. Do we have anyone here who remembers the Thighmaster? Yes, okay. There's a young, you're so cute. Okay, the Thighmaster was a contraption that was peddled to us ladies by Suzanne Summers. Yes, and she told us we had to spot reduce our thighs with it because our thighs are garbage. Does anyone here remember the sound it used to make? Ree, 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 ree. It sounded like the guy with the knife in the Psycho movie. Like, ree, 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 ree. I think the guy with the knife would have better results than the Thighmaster, because at least he could hack the meat off your legs. Like, what is doing this over and over again? Get a girl ready for. Oh, I can't wait to go to the party and show all the fellers how I can crush beer cans with my thighs. I hope the boys like Christmas, cause I'm a nutcracker. This next part gets weird. Okay, then I learned about the 1893 Chicago's World Fair. And they had the first ever Ferris wheel there. And they had these cages of 20 people at a time that would go up and go around. And it was one of the cages, as it started to go up, a guy started flipping out. And everyone got worried that he was going to get violent. But then this lady jumped on his head. And she sat on his face. And she swaddled him with her butter-churning Oklahoma pioneer thighs. She was like, settle down there, little feller. I got you. I got you. And it worked. She stopped his panic attack with her noise-canceling thigh phones. Ladies, did you know we could do this? Did you know this was an option? So the next time you're on an airplane and you see someone flipping out, what's your name again? Hope. Next, Hope, the next time you're on an airplane, you see someone flipping out, you got a role to play, Hope. You go ahead, you jump on that person's head. It's no time to be shy. You sit on their face, Hope, and you say, settle down there, little feller. I got you. I got you. Ooh, you got a pretty mouth. Hope, can you do this? It's for America, Hope. Anytime. Give it up for Hope, you guys. Thank you for your service. You're a hero. Okay, this next part gets even weirder. Okay, I Googled Suzanne Summers because she recently passed away, and I found out that she started selling the Thighmaster when she found out that her male co-star on the TV show Three's Company, like, come and knock on our door, male co-star was making 5 times more than the female co-star in an ensemble piece. Can't be doing that. So I think the Thighmaster is all a part of Suzanne's plan to make an army of women and a few gay guys. With thighs as strong as Popeye's arms, so we can hold men's heads hostage. Senators' faces hostage. Until they promise to pass a an equal pay for equal work constitutional amendment. Yes, yes. Y'all, Suzanne wasn't worried about her thigh gap, okay? She was worried about her wage gap. We need to continue her work here tonight. When you go home, if you don't have a thigh master, that's okay. Just sit on someone's face. Yeah, it could be a partner. It could be a neighbor. It could be a drifter. We can all take turns on this guy's face right here. He's got a good, strong chin. Strong. Yeah, we can just run a train on you, sir. Is that okay with you? It's just, don't get upset. It's just like gym class, okay? Yeah, we need to partner up and get our reps in so we can get our thighs strong enough that we can spring load our beaver traps and take America back one mustache ride at a time. Are you with me? Oh my gosh, you guys, I think this is a part where we get to storm the Capitol. It's our turn. Oh, and this is the sad part because that's the end of my set. I hope you licked my show.